So the fifth mode of prayer is about creating the vibratory possibilities of that which you choose to experience in your world, and then giving thanks for what you've created. Maybe they'll happen sometimes, maybe they won't. What I do know is that in doing so, this is the union of those thought, feelings, and emotion, and this is us expressing that most sophisticated technology that we call prayer. Feeling, we talk about feeling. What is a feeling anyway? What we call a feeling is actually an electrical and a magnetic potential moving through our body. This electromagnetic charge is moving in fluids across the membrane of the cell walls very, very quickly. Feeling is us moving energy around in our bodies. And that's what this prayer is all about. Prayer is about creating a feeling and that feeling interacting with the energy that already exists within our bodies or within our world. So the Essenes actually left us an equation for prayer. If this, then this. If thought, feeling, and emotion are one, then the outcome is so. Now, this is a place where it's important for me to clarify. This mode of prayer is not simply a wish machine. What this mode of prayer does, it allows us to put into place the vibratory templates, the possibilities of an outcome. And it doesn't guarantee anything's going to come to pass, number one. Number two, whatever it is that we create through this prayer, we experience in our bodies before the world ever experiences. And in our world, we're conditioned to only have a feeling about something in response to what's occurred. We have a feeling when we go outside of a nice day because there's a nice day there. The sun's warm, the air is dry. The wind is out of the south-southeast at 7 knots, and it feels great this time of year. Okay, so we respond to that and say we feel good. Now, what if we walk outside and it's a little gloomy and a little stormy, and our tendency is to say, ooh, you know, this doesn't feel good. What if in that moment we choose to have the good feeling even if our world doesn't give it to us? That's our power as creators, because that elicits the possibility of that template in our world. It is the knowing, it's the feeling that it's already accomplished. When thought, feeling, and emotion become one, then our outcome is accomplished. With that in mind, I'd like to go back and examine some quotes that I found in some of the religious texts, perhaps a biblical text, maybe one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the book of James, in the King James Version of the biblical texts, the prayer made in faith will heal the sick. It's the faith that's already done. It's the faith that happened, and now this comes back to the two stories I shared with you this morning. The woman in the medicineless Chinese hospital with a 3-inch diameter cancerous tumor in her bladder that we watched in real time on a sonogram melt and disappear in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. The practitioners were embodying a thought, feeling, and emotion inside of themselves, and the outward reinforcement of that among themselves was them echoing the words, wasa, wasa. It's already done, already accomplished, already healed. It already happened. The healing was already accomplished, and now it was just a matter of time. The prayer made in faith will heal the sick. The example that I gave of the elderly man with his walker who missed the curb, crumpled into the parking lot with a gash just below his ear in the back of his head. And the woman that came over and stroked his wound only for a matter of moments, and it healed so completely when the paramedics got there within 5 minutes, there was no wound. The blood remained on his neck, it was still staining his shirt, and there was no wound on his body. What did she do? She didn't buy into the illusion of what his physical body had shown him. The three Chinese practitioners didn't buy into the illusion projected through the body of the woman on the gurney in front of them. They knew that she is not cancerous. that she in her soul is whole and complete and as shiny and new as the day she burst forth from the heart of her Creator into this world. They knew that. And they also allowed for the possibility that through her choices of thought, feeling, emotion, breath, nutrient, and movement, her body is mirroring this illusion. So they didn't buy into the illusion. They created a new template. They said, already healed, already done. And that's what the woman did, as I spoke with her later, that healed the back of the man's neck. And here we see it now in a 2,000-year-old text. The prayer made in faith will heal the sick. If you wish, you can cure me. Matthew 8:14. If you wish, your wish becomes the thought, feeling, and emotion that's already done. Now, what I'll say next is key. All around the world, we have all heard the King James Reader's Digest condensed version, ask and you shall receive. For many people, they've tried that and they say prayers don't work. If your prayers have gone unanswered, this may shed some light and some insight into the reason why. Ask and it will be given unto you. What does that mean? When the translations were made from the original Aramaic and words were poorly translated, rearranged, and condensed, we lost a lot in those translations. Going back to the original Aramaic, retranslating without condensing, ask without hidden motive and be surrounded by your answer. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full. So far, you have not done this, and your prayers have not been answered. Let me say that one more time. Ask without hidden motive. Be very clear of your intent. Why are you choosing to bring this prayer into fruition? Ask without hidden motive. Be surrounded by your answer. If you're asking for abundance, see abundance all around you because it's already there. Be enveloped by what you desire. Find that abundance. Find that health. Find that joy, peace. There's already peace in this world. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full, and give thanks for what's there. And that's how we perpetuate and create it on larger and larger scales. And now, through the holographic model of consciousness, we know that every time one person shifts their viewpoint from saying this world is falling apart and is about to blow up in global war and looking at all of the individual possibilities of where that may happen, as we allow ourselves to view the possibility that maybe those little skirmishes are the last vestiges of an old paradigm, of an old thought form rearing its head asking for a greater healing, maybe that's what's happening right now. Give thanks for the peace that's already in our world. And we're told, and I'm seeing this happen, I've seen it happen in the corporate world, in individual departments, I've seen it happen in corporate boardrooms. I've seen it happen within organizations, and I believe I'm seeing it happen on a global level now. And that's why now is the key time. If we're ever going to embody these possibilities, now's the time to do it. Because you're the generation that's chosen to bridge this time, the ancients called no time, to create the template, the foundation, the building blocks for all that's about to be for this generation and for future generations. This is the legacy that we're creating in this moment. So we're invited to give thanks and create that peace from the peace that we already see. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full.